Mardi Gras celebrations have been taking place around the country ahead of Ash Wednesday, and one of the most popular and colourful carnivals in Prague takes place in the lesser town, where these celebrations culminated over the weekend. Daniela Lazareva was there.
There are carnivals taking place around the country ahead of Ash Wednesday, but I think that this particular carnival here in Prague is one of the most colourful ones, and I would say one held in the best possible setting, because the crowd here, the procession, the carnival procession, will set out from a pub called the Pub at the Black Ox. It's right near Chernin Palace, so they are setting out from Loretta Square, and the procession will be making its way down the winding cobbled streets of the lesser town down to Kampa, which is at the foot, basically the foot of Charles Bridge. So a very picturesque setting, and I think this is one of the most colourful carnivals that you get to see in Prague. People are already assembling, wearing all kinds of masks. Some of them are obviously bought, very elaborate, pricey looking masks, perfect down to the smallest details. Counts, princesses, you have a water nymph, an angel over there, a farmer and his wife. On the other hand, others here clearly put together their costume from anything they found at home, whatever the family wardrobe had to offer, lots of brightly coloured wigs, but whatever the costume, people here are clearly enjoying themselves. It's a bright and sunny day, a perfect day for a carnival procession, and it looks like it's going to be a great event. You see police, mounted police here, directing the traffic in order to make way for the procession. It's interesting to note in this connection that the town of Zakopane in the Czech Republic is actually the last place in Central Europe, the last company in Central Europe that makes masks the traditional way, that actually makes paper masks of high quality and are hand decorated, of course, unlike the plastic masks from China that Europe is now flooded with. So you see some beautiful masks here, and people clearly have a lot to choose from. There's a jester there and a devil, clearly enjoying himself greatly, holding a pint of beer. Some people have already started refreshing themselves at the pub of the Black Ox as they wait for everyone to assemble. Someone coming out of the pub now with plates of donuts and bringing out beer as well for the crowd. Of course, these carnival processions are slightly different in the rural areas where this is what happens in villages where people know one another, so the procession will go from house to house. And, of course, the owner of the house will come out with shots of brandy and maybe donuts or some good food. And there will be dancing. There will be dancing before the procession moves on to the next house. And there is a rule, for instance, that a tradition that young girls have to dance with the bear. There is a bear in every carnival procession, so they have to dance with a bear in order to ensure prosperity for the household and for the whole family and their own happiness in the years to come. So in a way, this is similar to what happens in the rural areas, where people come out of homes and are very hospitable and offer food and drink to the musicians and to people, to the revelers in the procession. And people are dancing already, even before the carnival procession has set out. You can see parents having picked up their children and dancing with them in the streets, and you can see the jester dancing with a princess.
Bravo!
Could you tell me how you're enjoying it?
It's a lot of fun. It's nice. In the States, nobody's outside in the winter, and so it's nice to be outside and everybody's drinking beer and having fun. So it's been a good time.
Excuse me, can I ask how you're enjoying it? How you like the atmosphere?
Oh, I love it.
I love it.
It's the first time that I see something like this. We are enjoying and taking every picture, and everybody are having fun and looking at and the costume. You see, they are very colorful. I think it's rather good tradition here in Czech.
It's my first time in Prague, but I always go to Carnival in Venice, in Italy. But this is beautiful. I love it.
How do you like the masks here?
Very nice. I feel like I'm in Venezia over there. I saw like the same in Italy, in Venice. It's really nice.
All right, well, the carnival procession is now setting off down to Kampa, but it's going very slowly. And as I said, lots of pubs along the way, so we'll definitely lose some of the revelers already. But right now, it's a big procession. Everyone is clearly enjoying it greatly. The weather is perfect, and the procession is now moving down through the lesser town to the foot of Charles Bridge, where there will be another party. Some amazing costumes. Of course, the crowd, the procession has swelled. There's a goat in the lead. A white lady, the most incongruous collection of beings, a hen, a jester, a tramp, and of course, lots of tourists along the way lining the street and taking photographs. Nobody's in a hurry, there are parents leading small children, so the procession is moving quite slowly. And people are enjoying the day out. And you can see that many people are already holding shots of brandy in their hand, clearly warming up, because most of us here are going to spend another few hours out in the open. The procession went past Prague Castle, the Prague Castle gate, and the statue of President Masaryk, Czechoslovakia's first president, where the crowd stopped and the band played President Masaryk's favorite song, and the whole crowd sang along. Now it's moving down to Malostranské náměstí, but very slowly, because there are horses in the procession, old fire engines which are moving very, very slowly, and every now and again the procession stops for a song and for some entertainment. And of course, with every pub on the way, revelers drop into the pub, come out with beers. Obviously, pubs are doing good business on this day. And the police are doing a very good job of clearing the way for the procession to move down to Kampa, where the real revelry, the real celebration is going to start. Excuse me, how are you enjoying yourself?
It's great.
Fantastic.
What are you dressed up as?
Shashek.
Jester, and you?
Woodsman.
Right.
It's Livet.
Beware, I'm the Phantom of Malostrana.
And if you're wondering why the procession is so merry already, that's because there is a mobile vehicle with brandy, with liquor, moving along with the procession and basically serving the revelers at every stop they make for a song or two. So people are keeping warm and very merry, increasingly so, as we move towards Kampa. And slowly the procession makes its way to the foot of Charles Bridge, where traffic is even more congested. So they're weaving their way between cars, stopping traffic and clearly having enormous fun. Well, we're here. The carnival procession has finally reached Kampa, which is already crowded with people. This is clearly going to be a long party. There are lots of pork specialties. There is lots of good Czech beer and mulled wine to keep people warm. And of course, there are bands. There is live music. So there's going to be a lot of merrymaking. I very much doubt that this being an atheist country, people are actually going to fast for the next 40 days. But Czechs love to observe traditions, and any opportunity to dress up, to eat good food, to drink beer and wine, and socialize is always very welcome.